Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Up to 1 in 5 women will experience a mental health problem in pregnancy or in the first year after birth. VIG, or Video Intervention Guidance, is a special therapy for women with perinatal mental health difficulties. Dr. Sabrina Coyle is one of the only fully accredited VIG practitioners in the country from the Coombe Maternity Hospital, and she joins me now to tell me exactly what VIG is. Sabrina, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
I've never heard the term before.
Yes, well, VIG is a really innovative intervention, so it's highly specialised. And in our service in the Coombe, we use VIG to support mothers who are having difficulty in their early attachment relationship with their babies.
So how does it work? Video intervention guidance.
So, yes, video interaction guidance.
Interaction. Well, so, I suppose it's also an intervention, but anyway.
Yes, absolutely. So how it works. So VIG intervention happens in cycles, a cycle being a recording session followed by a feedback session with mom. So what happens is I will meet with the mom and her baby initially. We'll really dig down into her felt sense of difficulties she's having in terms of her attachment and bonding with her new baby. And I'll also get a sense of what she would like to be different, what she'd like to work on in their relationship together. Then what's unique about VIG is I will take a short video recording of mom and baby together. So doing something that they do every day. So perhaps mom feeding baby, having a cuddle together, having a play. Then in the intervening week before I meet with mom for her feedback session, what I do is I review the video recording and I pick out moments or sometimes micro moments. So it may only be a couple of seconds of attunement between mom and baby.
A what?
So the psychological term is attunement. And what this means in everyday terms is, so baby will make an initiative. So perhaps baby looks up at mom.
Yeah.
Mom picks up on this in the moment and she responds accordingly. So maybe she meets baby's gaze and she smiles back at them. So this is a moment of attunement. Mom is fully present to baby. She picks up on baby's interaction in the moment and she responds appropriately.
You'll also be looking out for when the mother does not respond. Baby looks up expectantly.
Sure.
And nothing happens from the mother.
And the thing with VIG, Pat, is it's a really strengths-based approach. So I know that there are difficulties in this early relationship together, but I'm picking out the moments or micro moments where things are going really well.
So it's positive feedback.
Exactly, exactly. So what I will do in the feedback session is mom will come in and I will play in really slow motion a couple of these moments of attunement. And I'll facilitate mom in beginning to think about, okay, what were you doing in this moment that worked so beautifully? How were you feeling? What was going through your mind? And then we'll turn our attention to baby. So what can we see about how baby received this? How might the baby have been feeling? And how can we tell this? So it's really creating a space for mom to think about her baby in terms of a unique little individual with their own feelings and needs and intentions.
Now, you say you're concentrating on the attunements, the moments when there is a connection. If you should observe with a mother and baby that there really is no connection, that the mother maybe is depressed to the point that they have no interest in the baby, what do you do then? Because you don't want to feed back that to them.
Sure.
Or you're only into positive feedback. But what do you do as an...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Intervention.
So I would say, Pat, that that's really rare. So usually you will find it may only be a couple of seconds in a 20-minute recording where there is a moment of connection. So usually you will find something. If not, you can scaffold it. So you can maybe direct the mom to hold the baby in a particular way so the baby can gaze up at her and make eye contact. You know, for moms that are really suffering from severe depression, we know that often they avoid eye contact with their babies. So you're maybe coaching them to say, okay, maybe hold the baby in this way so that if the baby wants to, they can look up into your eyes and let's see what happens. So you can do a little bit of coaching to try to set up one of these moments of attunement.
How long does it take for this to work? I mean, how many sessions are needed? Could it be over a period of months? And is it on a weekly basis that you do this? Or?
So that's one of the things that's really unique about VIG, Pat. So what we found is that it's really effective over a very short time. So the average number of cycles, so a cycle being the recording and the feedback that we would do with a mom in our perinatal mental health service is two.
So two cycles.
Two
video recordings.
A recording,
and two
a review, maybe then a break for a couple of weeks to allow mom to go away and do more of what we've already shown her to be doing really well. And then another recording and feedback. Now it can vary, but two is the average.
How common are mental health difficulties, perinatal mental health difficulties?
So perinatal mental health difficulties are extremely common. So we know that 1 in 5 women will experience mental health difficulties during pregnancy or up to a year post-birth. And as a woman, it's one of the periods of highest lifetime risk of experiencing a mental health difficulty, whether or not you've experienced one before.
Now, talk to me about the difference between what might be termed the baby blues and a diagnosable mental health difficulty, because you don't want to medicalize everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things about perinatal mental health difficulties. We know that a lot of the difficulties at the milder end of the scale can be treated really successfully at primary care level, whereas in our service in the Coombe, we deal with women with more severe difficulties in their mental health.
So that question of dealing with the GP, are GPs currently trained to be able to handle these?
So GPs do currently have some training in picking up on and diagnosing perinatal mental health difficulties. Like you say, Pat, when it comes to baby blues, 80% of mums will experience baby blues. So it's a really normative experience. And that's usually the first week to 10 days post-birth when we might expect increased emotional sensitivity, increased tearfulness, maybe feeling low in mood. But generally what we will see is that this will start to improve.
I presume this is a hormonal adjustment that is happening and therefore it'll take maybe a couple of weeks.
Exactly. That's a really significant part of it, is the change in hormones post-birth. There's also, you know, really significant adjustment, you know, in, as you can imagine, in all other areas of your life as a new mom or a new dad, as you welcome a new baby home.
Okay, so if someone finds these symptoms kind of persist, at what point do they come to you, or do they have to be sent to you via the GP?
Yes. So in the specialist perinatal mental health services, we accept referrals from GPs, from any of the other clinicians, midwives, obstetricians within the hospital. But we
Are they always your own patients or from other maternity services as well?
So we will only see women who've had their obstetric care in the Coombe.
OK. Any evidence that breastfeeding changes any of this?
So we know that breastfeeding is really positive in terms of promoting early bonding with the baby. So, you know, the holding and cuddling and I guess the intimacy of breastfeeding is generally really protective in terms of supporting early bonding.
I know nothing really about the hormonal adjustment. I'm wondering, Does breastfeeding kind of accelerate the hormonal adjustment? We know that it accelerates the tightening of the muscles and, you know, the abdomen and all of that. That's visible in breastfeeding mothers. I'm just wondering, does it accelerate hormonal adjustment?
So what it does, so when moms breastfeed their babies, they continue to produce hormones like oxytocin and prolactin. And we know that they're related to bonding with your baby and feelings of love and nurture. And they're related to positive feelings, you know, of well-being in
mom.
So
it's got to help.
So it's definitely a positive factor.
Well, it's very interesting. I never came across it before. VIG, it is called, and it's video interaction therapy rather than intervention therapy, and it's available only for those who've had their obstetric care through the comb. Dr. Sabrina Coyle, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.